My name is Hania Farah. I'm a Palestinian-American living in Kuwait City, Kuwait. I'm a lawyer practicing law here after having grown up in Kuwait, and then after having lived in the United States for 20 years, I returned to Kuwait about 8 years ago.
Over the weekend, Iraqi forces fired 6 missiles at American military bases stationed in neighboring Kuwait. 4 missiles were intercepted and 2 fell into the sea and desert without incident. Sirens blared over the weekend, causing some to panic. Here's another NPR War Diary entry from Hania Farah in Kuwait City.
I went to the study, the little study that I have in my apartment, to get online and turn on the computer, and then got on the phone with a friend of mine in Palestine. We were chatting for a while, and then he turned on Kuwait television where he was, and he said, oh, my God, there are sirens going off in Kuwait right now, and the danger siren is on. So instead of staying indoors in the relative safety that I have, I ran towards the balcony and went outside, actually, and heard the siren going off, and I kind of panicked a little bit because I shouldn't have run outside, of course, in the event of a chemical attack. I should have been inside. At that point, he said, okay, it's all clear. And that was my first siren, so that's when I learned to recognize the difference between the dangerous siren and the all-clear siren. I've experienced several sirens since then, which, of course, denote missile attacks by Iraq on Kuwait. It remains to be scary. It's a little bit nerve-wracking, and especially that I don't have a gas mask. And I should add that most people I know here, the vast majority of people I know in Kuwait, do not have gas masks either. So that makes matters a little bit worse.
An NPR War Diary entry from Hania Farah, an attorney living in Kuwait City.